Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's be honest. Hollywood seems to like Central Virginia, and they sure like Petersburg. And there are probably a lot of reasons for that. I want to talk to two guys who were integral in bringing this current production of the Harriet Tubman film to Central Virginia, to Petersburg. Andy Edmonds, who runs the Virginia Film Office, and Chip Mann, who's with the Petersburg Task Force. And glad that you guys can be with us. Are you excited about the filming having gotten underway here?
Very excited about Harriet Tubman. It's about time they had a great feature film about this great heroic character. You know, they had a television miniseries many years ago, but the first major feature film.
And there are a couple of big name stars who are in this film. Act like you're the publicist for Harriet Tubman and tell us about one of them. I would really like to meet this Leslie Odom Jr. guy, who was one of the big stars of Hamilton.
Of Hamilton, of course.
Won all these awards.
Leslie will be here, and Cynthia Erivo is an amazing actress.
I saw her in Color Purple. She won a Tony, too, right?
Tony for that, and she's coming out in... El Royale is coming out this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's a great film that she's really supposed to be amazing in that. So we're just so pleased to bring them here. They were actually getting ready to make this film in upstate New York. We kind of stole it from the jaws of upstate New York, so it's a great victory for us. We're glad to have them here. They were moving towards production in New York as of July 4th this summer, and we were able to turn them around.
What'd you do to steal it?
We're just very good, John. What can I say? No, really, part of that is the great versatility we have in locations here in Virginia, and Petersburg is part of that. What's amazing about Petersburg? Versatility, authenticity. You can go from Sycamore Street at the top. You can play 1975. And you can go all the way down to the Farmer's Market and play 1775. So it's like a perfect palette for filmmaking. So you have the authenticity, the versatility. Then you have cooperation from the city, which is great, and obviously support from groups like Preservation Petersburg with Chip Mann to help us execute integration with various different historic locations to make sure we protect these sites, but also by virtue of filmmaking, help to support them so they can be around for many generations for many purposes. So it's all of those things together that makes Petersburg just an amazing palette for filmmaking. I've actually been here for 5 different Lincoln movies over the years, and 30 years in filmmaking. You know, I've done 5 Lincoln movies, and they've all touched Petersburg in some way.
Really interesting. Well, Chip, I want to bring you in on this. You ran the 400th anniversary celebration for the whole state for Jamestown, so you have been, just about in every little town and big city in the state. What do you think makes Petersburg unique in its positioning geographically and historically, and as it offers itself up for the movie industry?
Well, one thing that makes it unique is it's my hometown.
Yeah, okay.
It's where I was
born
and raised. But what makes it unique is that you have in Old Town 260 structures that date from 1760 to 1860. And there are a few places in America that have that stock of buildings. One of the reasons was because of a tragic fire. In 1815, there was a fire that burned 300 buildings in town, and the city council, in its wisdom at that time, said, okay, no more wood. All the buildings are going to be brick. So because they were built in brick, and a lot, there are a lot of buildings here. In fact, I'm looking at one across the street that was built in 1815. They stayed. They've been sustained. And so you have, from the early 1800s to the 1860s, you have the progression of Georgian Revival and Federal architecture. And so Petersburg has this stock. A lot of people would say Petersburg's problem is it's never grown. In this particular instance, Petersburg resource is it's never grown. And this fact that this stock of buildings is still available for, as Andy said, the versatility to be able to film.
Is it easy to, it must be a challenge to get any big production to come in here, but let's talk about the economic development of the city. Has it been Has that been a selling point to get other people outside of the film industry to invest and open up in the
Well,
state?
I would say yes, yeah. Because, you know, John, we're here in the Exchange Building. Within a six-minute walk of where we're sitting, there are 12 restaurants, from sushi to barbecue and everything in between. So a lot of family-owned endeavors, antique stores, bookstores, restaurants have planted their business here so that it helps facilitate tourism, economic development, the movies. These antique stores, this is one thing that I didn't know until I was here, that the antique stores actually loan a lot of stuff to the movie sets.
Oh, actually rent them. Yeah,
yeah,
they rent them
to the movies. Yeah.
It's a money-making thing, too.
Yeah. Yes.
I was looking in the windows at 3 o'clock this morning when I was walking over here to begin the broadcast. I've got to stop in. Some of the stuff looks really fantastic. Chip, man, we appreciate it. And Andy, I don't want to let you go. Real quick, is there any way for people in our audience who did not sign up already to be extras to contact the film office and get in the queue for that?
Actually, they can circle back to filmvirginia.org, mm-hmm. and there will be an announcement on there where you can go if you want to sign up and be an extra. It's a great experience. You should at least try it once in your life, John. Come on down.
You know what? It is exciting to do, especially if you actually make the final cut and you see yourself when it's all said and done.
Exactly.
I did notice they were looking for a body double for Harriet Tubman. And I figured I couldn't do that.
Probably not.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe they'll figure out something else for me. Thanks, guys. Andy Edmonds with the Film Office and Chip Mann with the Petersburg Task Force. We appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.